Welcome to our first podcast episode of D2 and You, podcast that recaps everything happening on the east side of St. Paul for people who love to be in the know. We're glad you're here. In future episodes, we'll be bringing you interviews, updates on projects that are impacting our neighborhoods, and invite you to events. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. We are on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean, but soon you'll be able to find us on just about any platform you use to listen to podcasts. My name is Lisa Tice. I'm the Executive Director here at the Greater Eastside Community Council, also known as District 2. I started in 2005, and I've lived here on the east side of St. Paul most of my life. I grew up in the Payne-Phelan neighborhood, went to Wheelock Grade School. Oh gosh, when Wheelock was still an elementary school. I am aging myself. My first real job, was on White Bear Avenue at the VIP Metro Credit Union. That's the old Whirlpool Employees Credit Union. I am so excited to be joined by an amazing staff. And you'll be getting to know Giovanna, Annie, Maria, and our other staff and board members in future episodes. This week, we're going to get started with a District Council 101 class. In other words, who are we? What do we do? And what the heck is a District Council? Don't worry, there won't be a quiz at the end, so sit back, grab your drink of choice, and let's get into it. Let's first talk about why there are district councils and when we came about. There are currently 17 councils in the city of St. Paul. Now, each city and township are unique in how they inform and engage residents on different issues. Back in 1974, St. Paul was trying to figure out how to do engagement that was required by the federal government to receive funding from the Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, program, and also how to get citizen opinions on neighborhood plans. Councilmember Larry Cohen, the father of the district council system, proposed pretty much what we have today. And in 1975, after lots of discussions with neighborhood representatives, the city council adopted an ordinance to create geographic bound neighborhood organizations to assist the city with engagement and in the creation of those 10-year neighborhood plans. These are documents that express what neighborhoods like about their neighborhood and want to keep, and things they don't like, and how to address those things. Now, there were some neighborhood organizations that were already meeting, but most of us were created in 1975. Hey, so that means next year is our 50th birthday. We'll have to figure out a way to celebrate. I'm thinking cake. There's always time for cake. Am I right? Over the years, district councils have expanded their work to identify neighborhood needs, implement programs to address those needs, and recruit volunteers for projects like park cleanups, ice cream socials, or even tree inventories. More on that project in a coming episode. Although the district council's main funding source is the city, we are all independent nonprofits. And many of us seek out grants and other funding sources to increase our work. The district council boundaries were drawn by the city back in 75. Most haven't changed over the years, except for a few councils. We are not all the same size land-wise. It's also a little confusing, because district council boundaries don't follow city, ward, or county boundaries. Some of us, like here in District 2, have two different wards in our neighborhood. We are mostly in Ward 6. Shout out, Councilmember Yang! But there are a few blocks in the southern portion of the neighborhood that are in Ward 7. Shout out, Councilmember Johnson! Our boundaries are Larpenteur Avenue to the north, Minnehaha Avenue to the south, McKnight Road to the east, and the Bruce Vento Trail and Johnson Parkway to the west. Although our first priority is always to work within our neighborhood boundaries, we understand that issues impacting our neighborhood is probably also impacting other neighborhoods, like Dayton's Bluff or the North End neighborhood. So we are always looking for ways to collaborate with folks from other neighborhood councils. Populations vary from council to council. According to MinCompass, which is a nonprofit that analyzes census numbers, the Summit Hill neighborhood has only approximately 7,200 residents, while the Payne-Phelan neighborhood, our neighbor to the west, has approximately 33,000. Population-wise, we're the second largest neighborhood, right behind Payne-Phelan, a little over 31,000 folks. Our largest cultural demographic is those who identify as Asian American. and 23% of our residents speak English less than well here. Our largest age group are those that are 18 and under. Now, these numbers have changed dramatically over the last decade or so. Can you believe it? Our neighborhood is actually getting younger, as well as being more culturally diverse. If you're curious about more neighborhood demographics, give us a holler at the office. We are happy to share. I personally can geek out on numbers all day long. Demographic nerds unite! Our work is guided by a board of directors made up of 23 neighborhood residents and business owners. We elect board members at our annual meeting in October or throughout the year to fill open seats. Hint, hint, we do have board positions currently open. So if after listening today, you want to get involved as a board member, give us a shout. We'll hook you up. The board meets on the third Wednesday of every month at Hazel Park Rec Center. We have a community meal at 6 o'clock and then start the meeting at 6:30 p.m. We do try to meet only once between November and December, unless there's something we definitely need to vote on, just because it is tough to schedule since everyone is out enjoying holiday parties and being home with the family, as it should be. District councils are considered advisory organizations. This means we cannot approve or deny a project or proposal, but we can advise the city on what the neighborhood wants to approve or deny. For example, let's say a resident has a super large yard and they want to split it, sell half off to a developer for them to build a new house on. We can't approve or deny that application to split the lot, but we can send a letter of support or not support depending on what the consensus of what the neighborhood thinks. This works for businesses opening in the neighborhood too. The city will ask the business owner to come to the district council to discuss their plans as part of the process for applying for a permit to the city. The district council can make recommendations for approving, denying, or adding additional requirements attached to the permit. Hey, add some security cameras. Hey, add some more parking. Or hey, let's make sure that there's a fence on that property. Again, though we don't make that final decision, we just communicate to the city what the consensus of the neighborhood is. Most importantly, we are a great way to find out what is happening in the neighborhood. We have presentations from MnDOT, Metro Transit, the St. Paul Port Authority, different developers building projects in the neighborhood, new business owners, the Ramsey Washington Watershed, county and city departments. If you want to stay in the know, I recommend you come to a board meeting or one of our community conversations. Everyone is welcome. There's dinner involved, and since it's at a rec center, it's kid-friendly. We do understand that sometimes you just can't get out to a meeting. Hey, we get it. Everyone is busy. So we do have the option to Zoom into our community conversations and board meetings most of the time. Zoom links are in our twice-a-month e-newsletter, in our social media, and on our website. We also try to record them and post on our website. We would love to see you at a meeting, though. Sometimes we have cake. In addition to board meetings, we host monthly community conversations on the first Wednesday of the month, renter forums every other month, and several other events throughout the year, all around the neighborhood. Everyone is invited to attend our events. We'd love to meet you and your family. You can go to our website at greatereastside.org to check out upcoming events and our contact information. In future episodes of the pod, you'll be hearing more about upcoming events from Maria and Giovanna. We have a very busy year ahead of us in 2024. We have several grants in addition to the city funding that ask us to engage the community on everything from challenges that renters who rent a single-family homes face, where the city should place electric vehicle charging stations, and voter education and registration activities, as well as informing folks where to find emergency food distribution sites and providing resources for mental health needs and healthy aging. And of course, hey, we have this podcast. Speaking of D2NU, we've already lined up some really interesting interviews with folks who are doing great things in the neighborhood and beyond. We will also have updates on the big projects that could or will be coming to us in the future, including the Heights development at the old Hillcrest Golf Course site, potential updates to Hayden Heights Library and Rec Center, a new project that will help us to keep investment wealth here in our neighborhood, and of course, looking for solutions to slow down that traffic on White Bear Avenue. We also want to hear from you. We want to know what topics you want to hear more about and answer some of the questions that you may have. To give us a topic or an interview suggestion, you can email us at greatereastsidedtwo@gmail.com or use the contact form from our website at greatereastside.org. If you made it this far, thank you. In 2 weeks or so, we'll have an interview with Paris Dunning from the East Side Area Business Association. Paris will be filling us in on our East Side Real Estate Investment Co-op that is launching soon. We are very excited about this project that intends to keep wealth here in the neighborhood instead of going to outstate investors. To learn more about the district council system, or if you're not sure which council you live in, go to stpaul.gov and search district councils. I know I'm hitting you with a ton of information today, but you can learn more about upcoming events here in the neighborhood, as well as projects we are working on this year, on our website at greatereastside.org. We also hope to post episodes of this pod on our YouTube channel and hopefully transcripts on the website. If you just happen to stumble on us, welcome. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until that next time, see you around the neighborhood.